knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his.
Sweet company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Sweet company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Jennifer, sweetheart, don't say anything, just listen. You're that special woman men dream of meeting. If I lose you now, I don't know what I would do. Now, what did you want to say to me?
You left the toilet seat up again.
Do you mind? I'm practicing an apology.
Well, it's about time. You've been leaving it up for years.
The apology is for Jennifer Gardner.
Jennifer, I thought you two were hitting it off great.
We were, until I made one tiny mistake on our date last night.
What'd you do?
I forgot to show up.
Yuck, it's terrible.
I know.
Oh, if I were Jennifer, I don't think I'd even listen to an apology.
Not even over an intimate candlelight gourmet supper?
With a terrific bottle of wine, maybe.
Good idea. Thanks, Jen.
You're welcome.
Hi, I'm home.
I'm gonna get a bottle of wine.
Boy, you must be glad to see me.
Hi, dear. How did things go down at the hospital today?
Real busy.
Yeah?
Had to help one of the doctors remove an appendix. You wouldn't believe what he gave me after it was over.
Yeah?
No! 2 tickets to the music center. Want to go?
Oh, God, for a moment there, I thought you were talking...
His appendix? Yeah. I have that here, too.
No!
Just kidding.
No, Harry, that's disgusting.
You know, Miss Alden, you have a very sick sense of humor.
I know.
Hi.
Good evening. Is your mother home?
No, my mother. I don't live with my mother.
Really? Uh-huh. Used to be that an 18-year-old girl still lived at home.
18? Come on in. Come in.
Thank you very much.
Well, this gentleman thinks that I'm 18.
Oh, a salesman, huh?
No. I just carry the bags. The products sell themselves.
Oh, well, look, I'm sorry. We don't want to buy anything.
Buy? Who said anything about buying?
Well, then why are you here?
To give. Each of you a complimentary gift. One for you and one for your friend.
Free gift, huh? What is it, a ballpoint pen? Look, I'm real sorry, but yeah. We really don't want... Oh!
Oh, it's lovely.
My pleasure, Terry.
How'd you know my name?
Oh, my son wrote all about you and Janet in his letters.
Your son? Are you Jack's father?
I hope so. At least that's what his mother keeps telling me.
Jack's father!
Oh, gosh, Mr. Trump, please come and sit down.
Thank you.
And thank you for the gift.
Oh, yes, it's lovely.
Well,
thank you. Jack will be here any second.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. Look what he's got to come home to.
Hey, Jack.
Just a second, Janet. I gotta chill the wine. Hi, Dad.
Dad? Hiya, son.
Hi. What are you doing here?
A sales convention. Company wouldn't think of sending anybody but their top man. But he died, so they sent me.
Oh, gosh, it's good to see you, Junior.
Dad, don't say
that. Junior!
Tripper Senior, so...
So, have you found a place to stay yet?
Junior!
Yeah, Junior.
Well, I mean, of course, you can stay here. You can use my room.
Well, if you insist.
We insist! Yeah, would you care for anything, Mr. Tripper? Some coffee?
Oh, I'd love some. Is that the kitchen?
Yeah, I'll make it.
Hold it. Leave this to the master. Nobody brews Java better than me.
See that? It's my own apartment, and he won't even let me make a pot of coffee.
What?
I'm a grown man, and he still treats me like a child.
It's just a pot of coffee, Jack.
But I wanted to make it.
Well, you can make the next pot, honey.
He was only trying to help,
Jack. Well, Terry, he's always trying to help. He never let me do anything myself.
Come on, you're exaggerating.
Really? Exaggerating? Do you know that he came to every single Little League game that I played?
So what? All dads do that.
Sure, but how many of them run out to left field and catch a fly ball for you?
Well, Jack, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Yeah. You know, I really do love the guy. It's just that I wish he'd treat me more like an adult.
Junior!
Coffee's on.
Well,
oh, Jack. Look what I found last week.
What? Oh, my God. Dad.
Aww.
That was taken at a Kiwanis picnic when Jack was 9 years old.
Jack, you are so cute.
Yeah. Why is there a cat on your head?
That's a coonskin cap, Terry.
He's a big Davy Crockett fan.
What's this thing he's holding in his hand?
Nothing.
What do you mean, nothing? That's the ribbon we won for the father-son talent show.
A talent show? What did you guys do?
Nothing. I'll go see about the coffee.
No, it's not ready yet.
Wait a minute, Jack.
Let's show him the old act.
Oh, dear Lord, no, Dad.
Oh, come on, Jack. We'd love to see you. Please, Jack.
He was always a little shy. And shorter. Now, come on. They'll love it. Ladies, my son and I would like to sing for you an old, beautiful English folk song. Ready? There was an old man and he had an old sow.
Ow, ow.
There was an old man and he had an old sow. Lass up her elderly. Oh, Susanna's a funny old man.
Aunt.
Susanna's a funny old man. Jack, I don't want to criticize you, but your performance is not up to award-winning standards. I mean, don't be so shy. What's a little among friends? Okay, now come on, let's try it again. With a little more pizzazz. Oh, there was an old man and he had an old sow.
Sow, I diddle dow.
There was an old man and he had an old sow.
Laza faralderay.
Oh, Susanna's a funny old man.
Man.
Susanna's a funny old man. Those were the days.
Oh, that was great.
So great.
But the concert that we're going to go to is as good.
Oh, gosh, we better get ready. We'll be late.
Yeah.
Oh, late? My God, Jennifer.
Jennifer?
My date. Oh, I better cancel it.
You will not?
Well, Dad, see, there's a little problem between us, and I was going to have her over for dinner here tonight.
You can still do that. Look, unbeat. Just point to my room. You won't even know I'm here.
Okay. Jack's room is right in there.
Good. Now I'll try some of that coffee.
I'll get it.
Too late. I'm already there. And I'll chill this just for you.
And he's sweet. He is. And he's so helpful.
Yeah.
Bye. We're going.
Let's see. Jennifer, sweetheart, don't say anything. Just listen. You're that special woman, man. Jennifer, it's good of you to come. Please, come in. You know, Jennifer, I knew you weren't the type of person to hold grudges. I mean, you're so warm and sensitive and kind.
Is this going to take long?
Huh?
I don't have all night.
Oh, well, at least now you have a glass of wine, so that's something. There you go. Why don't you come over here and sit down? I want to tell you something. Jennifer, sweetheart, don't say anything. Just listen. You're that special woman men dream of meeting. And if I lost you now, I don't know what I...
Yo-yo!
Who's he?
It's my father.
Your father? You still live with your parents?
No, Dad, what are you doing?
I'm sorry. I was just trying to get a glass of water for my allergy pill. Anything can set it off. Cats, pollen, dust.
Dad.
Oh, excuse me.
Jennifer, as I was saying, you're...
I'm what?
Hang on a second, Jennifer, sweetheart, don't say anything, just listen to this. If I lost you now, I wouldn't know what to do. I apologize.
Excuse me, did you see my pill?
What?
I must have dropped it when I sneezed. I wonder where it could be.
Pill?
Stupid pill.
Oh. Not as stupid as I thought. Rolled right to the feet of a beautiful lady.
Oh.
No wonder Jack has been mooning over you.
He has?
Oh, sure. And I don't blame him. I remember when I was Jack's age, I met a girl. Shy. Oh, so beautiful. Had a smile that just lit up the room. That's why I married her. You have that same smile. Don't let this one get away, Jack.
Jennifer, sweetheart.
Oh. Jack, you don't have to say any more.
I don't?
Your father said it for you. What's wrong?
He caught my fly ball again.
Morning, son.
Morning, Dad.
Well? How did it go with you and Jennifer last night?
No, if you don't mind, I'd really rather not talk about that.
I thought I had it all fixed up for you. Now, what went wrong?
That's what went wrong.
I don't understand.
I know.
Well, is there anything I can do?
Why don't you sit down, Dad?
I can do that. Aren't you putting too much coffee in there?
No. Good morning.
Hey, Jack, how'd it go last night?
Janet, I really don't want to talk about it.
Struck out, huh?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Say, Jack.
Terry, don't say it.
Say what?
Say, how did it go with Jennifer last night?
Why, did you strike out?
I'm only going to say this once, so pay attention. I'm going to answer the phone.
Always grumpy before his morning coffee.
Yeah. So, are you looking forward to your convention?
Well, I decided to skip today. Nothing important happened the first day anyway. Besides, I haven't seen Jack's restaurant yet. I thought I might go down there and give him a hand.
Give him a hand?
That was Angelino. He wants to come by my restaurant tonight and talk about the lease.
So what's the problem?
Well, I just thought he'd automatically renew it, but now I...
Jack, if you want my advice...
Dad, I'm sorry. I got to get dressed and get down to the restaurant.
Oh, I was thinking of going...
I'll see you later on tonight. Excuse me, here are your salads.
Well, it took you long enough. I suppose you have a good excuse.
Yes, ma'am, you see...
I didn't say I wanted to hear it.
No extra charge for the information. I could enjoy your salads, both of you, please. Dad, I thought you'd be at the convention. What are you doing here?
Well, I come to see my son's restaurant. Very nice. Very nice indeed.
Thank you.
You know what would look good over there?
Oh, Dad, I really don't want
to. If you're not too busy, I wonder if we could have some fresh pepper.
Certainly, madam. Excuse me, Dad.
Yes. The customer always comes first. That's my son.
Whoopee.
Boy, that salad looks good enough to eat. Come
Come on, why don't you dig in before it gets cold? Get it? Salads are already cold. It's a joke. Maybe I better go check on that pepper over there.
Dad, oh. What are you doing?
Oh, I was just checking on the pepper. I'm so sorry. I'm...
This is the poorest excuse for a restaurant I've ever seen.
It's all my fault, madam. I zigged when I should have zagged.
They're like father, like son.
Hilda, it was just an accident.
So are you, Henry.
Ma'am, I'd be very happy to get you some fresh pepper and another salad.
I'm not hungry.
I bet she doesn't say that often.
Did you hear what he said about me?
Yeah.
Henry, pay for this mess. I'll be waiting in the car.
I'm sorry.
Uh-oh. How much?
No charge, sir.
No. Please take this 20.
What's this for?
For the best time I've had in years.
Dad, how could you do that?
Well, just trying to lighten things up. I only wanted to help, son.
Well, you didn't. You can't talk to customers like that.
Excuse me?
Would you butt out?
He didn't mean that.
You're doing it again. You've just got to stop interfering with my life. Would you see what the guy wants at table two?
Thank you.
Jack,
what are you doing here?
Well, I tried to phone, but I couldn't get through.
What's wrong?
Jack, it's your dad. He's not here on business.
What?
No, your mom called. She said his company let him go a couple of weeks ago. They retired him.
Retired him? He's years away from retirement.
Well, they said that they wanted younger blood.
Why didn't he say anything?
Well, he's probably like you, Jack. He's got his pride.
Not anymore. Not after what I said to him.
What'd you say?
Oh, he was just trying to be useful, and I... Oh, Janet, I gotta make it up to him somehow if I can.
Oh, you will, Jack. I know you will. I'll see you back home.
Thanks for coming, Dad.
Okay.
Well, here I am, ready to talk about police.
Not now, Mr. Mm-hmm. Angelino. No. Hey, Dad. Listen, I'm sorry I snapped at you. I guess this lease business is worrying me more than I thought.
No. I had it coming to me. Where do I get off sticking my nose in your business?
Habit, maybe?
Tripper! I'm waiting.
Uh-oh, Mr. Angelino. Sounds like trouble.
Really?
Yeah, I better get in there.
All right, son, I'll wait here. And don't you worry. I'll just stay here and not get in your way anymore.
You know what this reminds me of? The time I was called in and had to talk to Mr. Davis.
Mr. Davis?
Yeah, my junior high principal. He was going to expel me, and then I talked him out of it, remember?
Yeah. Wait a minute. What do you mean you talked him out of it? That was me.
By gum, you're right. I forgot it was you.
Well, look who's here.
I'm sorry, Mr. Angelino.
How thoughtful of you to leave your empty restaurant to spare a minute for me.
Well, sir.
Excuse me, am I interrupting here?
Not at all.
I would like to get some water if you don't mind.
Oh, sure, help yourself.
Thank you.
Who's he?
My father.
Oh, how nice. Now, about your lease.
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to renew it.
What?
I could make more money if I turned this place into a parking lot.
Mr. Angelino.
Tripper, you've been in business a whole year, and I've seen nothing but pennies.
But you're getting 10% of the profits.
Peanuts. Not enough to keep me in peanuts. Ha.
Look, I've worked very hard over the years.
Save your breath, son. He won't understand. Probably had everything handed to him on a silver platter.
Are you kidding? I started with nothing. I opened my first restaurant on a shoestring. First year, I could hardly keep my head above water.
Oh, just like Jack, huh?
Exactly. Well, no. No. But that's beside the point.
Now, he's right, son. After all, if he's going to turn this place into a parking lot,
I didn't say that. I said I was thinking about it. Don't put words in my mouth.
Sorry.
That's the trouble with you outsiders. You don't understand the problems that Jack and I face. I mean, this is a tough business. We know what it's like to barely keep our heads above water. That's why we stick by each other. Right, son?
Through thick and thin.
I understand Jack's problems, and he understands mine.
Right.
And that's why I'm renewing your lease.
Oh, thank you.
And that's why you're giving me 20% of the profits.
20%?
Oh, I knew you'd understand.
But it's only supposed to be 10%.
20% or this is a parking lot.
Well, gee, I suppose I could go as high as...
8%?
8%? You're crazy. Let's forget the whole deal.
Well, that's fine, because we have other plans.
Well, so have I.
No. Dad, what have you done?
Shh, give me 10 seconds, son.
But you killed the whole deal.
7, 6, 5, 4. My watch must be a little slow.
All right. 10%.
That's too high.
Take it or leave it.
We'll take it.
I knew you would.
Boy, you sure drive a hard bargain.
That's the secret of my success.
Congratulations, son.
Yeah, thanks to you, I still have a restaurant, not a parking lot. Dad, how did you know he was bluffing?
Instinct, son. I've been dealing with guys like that all my life.
What if you were wrong?
You know how to park cars, don't you? Oh, it was good to get back in action again anyway. Something useful to do. Oh, did I tell you that my company retired me?
No.
Ah, I must have slipped my mind. Anyway, I'm going home tomorrow. There's a new company there, and they're looking for a bright, young sales executive.
Sounds just like you.
Thanks, son.
And Dad?
Yes?
Thanks for catching my fly ball.
Huh? Oh, anytime, son. Anytime.
Hey, girls, did my dad call yet?
No, honey.
Oh, darn it. He was going to let me know how he made out on that job interview.
Oh, well, just so long as he's not calling to give you advice, Jen.
You kidding, Jen? After the way he handled Angelino, I'll do anything he says from now on.
Now, that's our junior.
Hello? Dad, we were just talking about you. Yeah, how did it... He says, hi, girls.
Hi, Dad.
Yeah, hi, Dad. Listen, how... He got the job!
Yay! Yay!
Yay! Oh, that's fantastic. Congratulations. Did you... Oh, hi, Mom. I didn't know you were on the extension. Isn't it great? Dad. No, Dad. No, I don't. I told you, I don't want to go through that again. Dad.
Jack, remember what you said. You do anything he says.
Okay, all right. For Mom. Ow, my little doubt, there wasn't no man. I hate this so much, Dad. Last of all,
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.